So one of us was involved yesterday in a car accident, and luckily we weren't in the car, but I mean, what exactly happened, Alex? Because somebody came into our studio yesterday as the show was wrapping up, like, hey, Alex, I got to talk to you.
Yeah, somebody that we work with accidentally, I guess, I don't know what she did, but she just bumped into my car in the parking lot.
Okay.
One issue I have with our parking lot here is that the spaces are so close together. I mean,
it's like a sardine can.
It is really tight. You can like Joe has to back, like if he's getting in a passenger seat with me in my car, I have to back the car out for him to be able to get in. Like that's, and it's not because I'm parking too close to people. It's just how the lot is made. So I don't know. She didn't really tell me what happened, like if she was pulling in next to me and she hit my car, or if she was, you know, hit it some other way. But she came in and she said, hey, I accidentally just like barely bumped into your car. She said, I didn't see any damage on your car or mine, but I just wanted to be honest and tell you. Well, I was like, oh, well, thank you for letting me know. And I was like, are you sure there's nothing? And I was like, can you go out and just take a picture of the back of my car and then like show me what it looks like? And she's like, okay, because we were finishing up the show. So like I couldn't go out there.
Yeah, we were still working.
Yeah, so she did. And then I didn't see anything on the picture she took. And I was like, oh, well, I was like, okay, well, thanks for being honest. I mean, but there was nothing there. Well, when I went out, I did notice she might have missed it, a spot, and
of course,
it looked
she
pretty
might
scuffed.
Have missed it.
It looked pretty scuffed up, and some paint was missing. So it's small. I mean, it's hardly anything.
No, but
it's enough that if I wanted to resell my car or trade it in with a dealer, that they're going to knock off some value
of
my car
again?
For that.
Let me see that. Wow. What do you think, producer MYK?
Definitely noticeable, that's for sure.
Woo, yeah, okay. This isn't the end of the world. You don't file a claim on this one. You get this like buffed out.
So that's what we were talking about. So then we were sending emails back and forth. Because after I went out there to leave, I sent her an email with a picture and I said, hey, like,
oops,
it looks like there is some damage a little bit. You may have just not seen it. And she said, or I told her, I said, I would rather not have to file a claim because that just is worse, like to have that on my Carfax report. So if I try to get rid of my car, so I don't want to have that on there.
Do you have a Carfax or is it Carfax? What do you go with?
I thought the Carfax.
It's Carfax, but the Carfox
is like
the
mascot. Yeah. So
Alex,
here's the thing.
I know you weren't in the car, but did you tell her, oh, my neck
hurts. No.
I don't know.
Feeling weird.
Something is really wrong
now. No, she's a sweet girl, and I don't want her to have to pay a bunch of money to fix this. So what I said was, well, okay, well, first ask your insurance if they'll cover, like, just paying for this little scuff and paint, you know, fix, and if not, then we'll go from there. So she asked them, they said no. So then I was like, well, I don't want to have to file a claim because it only hurts me. So I was like, let me go take it to a body shop, get an estimate, see if it's, you know, how much it's going to be. And she said that she would pay for it out of pocket, but I just hate to have her do that. It's like, we work together, first of all. So that's, I don't want her to think that I'm upset with her. And I told her, I said, hey, by the way, I'm not mad at you at all. Like, accidents happen. It's totally fine. I'm just trying to make sure I do this the best way because I need it fixed because I don't want, you know, to lose value on my car. But at the same time, like, I don't want to be an a-hole to her, you know, because she's a sweet girl.
I get that, but you know, I totally see where you're coming from. You're not being an a-hole, though, because you didn't do anything.
But I just think about, like, if I did that, like, I don't have an extra $1,000 to fix somebody's car if I were to, you know, bump into somebody's car in the parking lot. So I just feel bad having her pay for it, especially during Christmas time. So I'm like, well, let me just see what all I can do to see, you know, what the lowest price is I can get you to fix
it
for.
What if the lowest, like, I think personally, because, like, one of my favorite jobs right out of high school, I worked at a car wash and a detail place and stuff like that. You can cover that up pretty easily. You can wax it and buff it, and you probably won't even
know. Well, that's
what
my dad said. My dad is really into cars, and he's good at fixing cars and stuff like that. And so he said, you know, it might just be a buff, and she doesn't have to pay anything. We can fix it without even taking it to a body shop. So he's like, let's just see how minor or major the damage is. Then we'll tell her. So I got to go get that figured out.
Now, if the same thing happened, we've all seen the photo here. Would you tweet that out? Would you mind putting that up on our Joe and Alex Show Twitter or something like that? I want to know what people do in this situation. And this is my question. If that would have been flipped and you would have tapped her car like that or my car like that, would you have said anything to the person or left a note?
I think yes, but she at first didn't think there was any mark. So I was surprised she said anything. I don't think if there was literally no damage, I really, really inspected and there was nothing because I just barely touched it, then I don't think I would say anything.
I wouldn't say anything either. Even for what was there for yours, I wouldn't have said anything. Because
really?
I think that can get buffed out. Yeah, like if I legit, like, hey, we're going to have to do a little claim on this one. Yeah. Or like when you're trying to parallel park and you bump somebody's bumper, it's like, pff, it's like, okay, anybody around?
Yeah.
I'm good. That's just what I would do.
You're not afraid of cameras or anything being put on blast?
How can you charge somebody if they just tap your car? If you go like, boom, and like you dent the bumper and then for sure. But if it's just like a little poop, I don't think it's that big of a deal.
If people are around, you put like a blank note on their windshield?
Yes, I've never done that, but I've heard stories of that happening to people. It's like, hey, people are looking at me, so I'm writing this on your car. Sorry I hit it. Have a good day.
So wrong.
Joe and Alex show, we're going to put this up on Twitter. I want to know if you would actually like tell the person, or if you just would kind of like, if you tap them, if you just would do that and you would drive away. It's the Joe and Alex show.